the day you want to begin a practice that will allow you to escape from being a victim through the power of forgiveness. That is forgiveness, giving forth that which is affirmative. So as you begin to look at those circumstances, situations, people, places, and things that you think have done you wrong, that have hurt you, remember, you're not letting anyone off the hook here. You're not discounting the fact that someone may have done harm to you. We're not discounting that. We're not denying that. But we're saying that that circumstance, that situation, that person cannot deny the greatness that is trying to express through us. And through the power of forgiveness, we're setting ourselves free. So in this moment, you can begin to bring individuals and circumstances and situations into your mind's eye. You want to begin in this moment to forgive anyone that you have attached a blame story to. I'm not successful because my ex-wife left and took everything with her. I'm unhappy because my boss won't let me be happy. I don't have joy in my life because my kids aren't acting right. And the list can go on. You know your own blame stories. In this moment, make a vow, an inner vow to release blame from your daily life. Just take a breath and make a choice based on expanded awareness that you're going to release blame. And now you're going to enter into the vibration of forgiveness. Each and every individual that is attached to you by a blame story, you're going to begin to see them in your mind's eye and forgive them. You're going to begin to see them in your mind's eye and forgive them. This is the real higher purpose of visualization. The higher purpose of visualization is to see someone that you think has done you harm in front of you and say to them in substance, what you have done or not done cannot determine my destiny. What you have done or not done cannot determine my destiny. What you have done or not done cannot determine my destiny. I set you free and I set me free through the power of forgiveness. I set me free through the power of forgiveness. I release the toxins of animosity and hurt from my own mind. And I set myself free by setting you free. I set myself free by setting you free. You cannot determine my destiny. That's within my own hands now. I set you free. I forgive you. And if you're ready, and you may not be in this moment, you could even say, I forgive you and I bless you. I wish you well. I bless you. I wish you well. You might not be at the stage where you want to wish well someone who may have done something harmful to you. But at some point in your development, you will understand that anyone who has done harm to you is living under the vibration of ignorance, a limited paradigm, a limited point of view, and they were doing what they thought they should do. This is one of the real reasons why you would practice the art of visualization. To see that individual in front of you, and to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they do not control your happiness, past, present, or future. You want to begin to allow your mind to reveal to you all of those hidden patterns of unforgiveness that may be clogging up the stream of your creativity. They may be inhibiting the flow of spontaneous goodness, inhibiting you from catching a vision because you're carrying too much emotional and mental baggage. And so birthing yourself from being a victim, you're releasing the blame stories as a part of your habitual thought pattern, your habitual conversation, any habitual pity parties you may have been involved in, where you've been getting together and recanting old stories of how they did you wrong. You're saying in substance you're going to graduate from those pity parties. Forgive, release the blame stories, and set yourself free. Set yourself free.